Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, he, they, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Poor Scott Norwood. 35 and a half years. Still his name besmirched.
Yeah.
47 yards on grass. Would have been a career long on grass. Under the utmost pressure. Not just to win the Super Bowl, but to win the Super Bowl for a city that had never won it. And here we are this many years later, and that pressure just grows.
I don't at all mean to speak for anyone but myself, but
and Satan.
Well, that's it. In that what we just heard, I'm not really blaming him, it's Satan. I'm giving Norwood a pass there. Clearly, I mean, that's what's stated in that bit there, I'm pretty sure.
Do you think about the Super Bowl years anymore? Like, does it the Bills are good now.
Yeah.
So do you ever think about, like, what might have been or just how, what does it mean in your life?
I want to flippantly say nothing. It's a long time ago. I don't care. But that would be dishonest. I'd just be trying to be cute and you know, unaffected. I think it means, you know, having gone through it, it makes this era, it feels that much more urgent for them to get something done now while they're in this pocket with Allen in his prime and not have this go by the wayside, because it was a long, we all know, it was a long time from, you know, they were pretty good for, you know, 96, you know, not going to Super Bowls, but still 96, 98, 99 were playoff teams.
Yeah.
That, you know, to varying degrees, that people will tell you that 99 team had a look at it if they didn't get done in by Music City Miracle, but that's, you know, a lot of things you can say that about.
Can I just say here, though, about that 99 for starters or up front, 96, 98, there are dozens of NFL teams like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's years. What I mean. There's a lot of things you could say that about. Sure, absolutely.
They just had, well, 96 anyway, and then apart from Kelly, 98, 99 had those all-time greats on the field.
Yeah.
So there was, I mean, same uniform, not the same coach, not the same quarterback. Oh, just thinking about this year, although the same quarterback, but like, enough of it was the same, where there was connective tissue between the beginning of the
It made it feel like 97 was a blip when they missed and Marv retired, and then Wade took over, and it's like, oh, we're just gonna keep going, and then, you know, that didn't happen.
Marv retired at 71. He was like 61. He was 61, I believe, when he got hired, but he had lied about his age.
Mm-hmm, right.
And then Leo Roth busted him.
Yeah, that came out
in
later.
A nice way.
Yeah.
Because Leo doesn't do anything in a way other than a nice way.
Right.
So, yeah, Marv sort of cheated on his application
for
the Bills job.
Yeah, when Leo brought it to him, Marv just he didn't try to – he just copped to it. Yeah, when I got hired, I shaved a couple years off of there because I didn't want to be hired as a 60-year-old. I thought it would be, you know, make it.
He went for 58.
Right.
He took 3 years off of it, right?
Right.
I was on the desk in Rochester editing those articles, like Leo and those guys. So he was 50 – he was 61, but he said he was 58. When he got the Bills job. Now he's 101. Anyway, where were we?
urgency. Like, you know, it having been through the Super Bowls, that is mostly what the residue of that is. What that leaves is, boy, you're really good again. You know, you're one of the best teams in the league. Close the deal here. Let's get one done. Like, I don't think about that in that way. I try not to think about that way all the time, because I think that is where you can get to, you know, I can't wait to beat the Chiefs in November and feel nothing. All that matters is what happens in February, not even January.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love!
Anymore. The Bills haven't even made it past January, but like February is what matters. And like, and I try not to, it's hard, but I try not to live in that space, because I don't think that's, you know the speech. You know, 2007 taught me a lesson. I want to try to smell the flowers and appreciate, you know, every day, and, you know, enjoy every sandwich, you know, whatever here.
What is this, The Sound of Music?
Yeah, I don't know.
Rodgers and Hammerstein?
I'm giving you Warren Zevon on Letterman. The final.
Okay, that's better.
You love that. You enjoy every sandwich. He was dying when he was on the show the last time, and he said, my advice is to enjoy every sandwich.
That's very good.
So I thought you'd like that, but you missed it.
I missed it. I went for musicals.
You went for
which is embarrassing.
Suddenly I'm in the country climb wearing every a mountain. Dress singing.
It's five letters and eight letters. You can't blame me too hard.
Yeah. So that's, I think, what it leaves. And that's, you know, I think to varying degrees, I don't always do a great job of not dwelling on that, like anyone. Maybe I do it better than some people, but, you know, not always. I try not to be a gatekeeper about getting, you know, obsessed with the playoffs, because, you know, I have my moments.
Well, the thing is, like, if we were in some, if you will, neutral market, thinking about, like, the last 7 or 8 years of NFL football and results and, you know, legacy stuff, Mahomes, Kansas City, we might spend a day or two on what the Bills and Ravens have accomplished, quote, accomplished,
mm-hmm.
in this league. Aaron Schatz has top 5-year average DVOA going back the entire Super Bowl era. The 90s Bills are not on it. This is no Super Bowl wins in the last, now it's actually 60 years, right? So you don't see, I mean, the Bulldog, the Chargers with Fouts and Coryell are at the bottom of this list. The Bills don't come in above that. Now, that's one metric, but it's well-respected DVOA. So, you know, you have this list. You have the Breeze. No, that's not Breeze. Rivers Chargers. You have the early Marino, Woodley to Marino Dolphins. Some Alex Smith Chiefs. They all come in above the Kelly Bills. However, the only team on this list behind, or the highest team behind the 07-11 Patriots, that's the undefeated season, that's two Super Bowl years where mm-hmm. they lose to the Giants, is the Allen Bills. And then once you get past an early Raiders team, John Madden, LaMonica to Stabler, then it's the Lamar Jackson Ravens. And we've known this. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. If we were in, where do you want us to be? Minnesota or someplace, talking about sort of what the last X number of years in the NFL have represented, we might say, look, I mean, you have two of the five greatest teams of the Super Bowl era are the Bills and the Ravens since COVID, and neither has touched the championship round,
right?
Which is incredible. So, I mean, when you talk about the 90s Bills, well, I mean, you're making a different point, and it's not wrong, of course. I mean, like, it's urgency and it's what it would mean to win. But what this chart says, and I've thought this a long time, is like, these last, this is only up until 24, but still, these last 5-6 years of the Bills are probably the best 5 or 6 years in team history.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not even close, but they have not made it.
Right.
And the 90s Bills had it, I mean, dare I say it, pretty easy in the conference, in the division, getting through and then getting to play at home with the advantage of getting the Colts and Jets and Patriots, who were all terrible in those years, like 6-0, nice little start. And then, you know, home field, and it would snow, and, you know, there you go.
Just the fact that it was a different team in each of the four championship games that they played and won tells you, like, there wasn't a Kansas City standing there in the way. It was, you know, it was the Raiders, and, I mean, the Bills absolutely annihilated them. They squeezed by the Broncos, beat the Chiefs, and then beat the Dolphins. Like, there's no repeat in there. The Bills were the constant, and maybe Miami was, you know, just to win the division was the biggest thing you needed to do, because maybe Miami was the second most dangerous team in that era.
I think 90, that's probably right. And, you know, maybe again, 92, I mean, you have to go there and win.
Right.
So that would seem fair to say. Well, okay.
This came up one day, and I can't seem to word a search correctly to get a result, but I thought I had seen something recently that the Bills, having now won a playoff game in each of the last 6 years without even having been to the Super Bowl, let alone, I don't think you have to have won it. I think to even get there, it's never happened, that a team has won. I think that that's right, but I haven't been able to verify it. I saw it somewhere. I thought, that could be right. That makes sense, but I haven't been able to sort of background check it.
I will look, and I know right where to look. My guess is that that is probably right. There's also the stat where the Rams from 73 to 79 or somewhere in there, what is that? 7 years? What are the Bills? At least one playoff win.
6 years. 20, they've won all game since 20 in the playoffs.
Okay. The Rams change coaches from Knox to Malavasi at the end of that. They make the Super Bowl in 79, Super Bowl 14, but they lose. And even that sets them apart from the Bills because the Bills have not even made it.
Yeah.
And the Rams hold the record for the longest streak of playoff seasons or seasons with a playoff win, one of the two. I think it's just playoff seasons without a championship. And the Bills are 1 year away. If you do without a championship, just, you know, in general, you take 19 into account for the Bills, like the Houston
game.
As
a playoff appearance, that's seven years in a row.
Right, right. And to not even get to the Super Bowl in that amount of time is, it's historic or almost. And then, you know, the Ravens are mostly the same thing. The Ravens have had a year or two where they've missed entirely last year.
Yeah.
And then another year, whatever that was when they lost to the Bengals, that might have been a wild card game.
Yeah.
The play at the 1 yard line.
Right. Yeah.
But there might have been another one where they missed. I mean, you have these Jackson injury spells, and they don't have the same kind of streak as the Bills do. But still, like, they're, by DVOA, almost as good over that 5 year span through 24.
They have the 1 year where they got the one and hosted Kansas City and still didn't get there.
Yeah.
The Bills have never had that. They've never had a season even that good.
That's their version of, or better said, I think, the Bills' version of that is losing at home to the Chiefs the week before.
Right. They would have gone to Baltimore. Right.
They would have gone to Baltimore had they beaten the Chiefs, but they didn't. And what happens in Baltimore? Kansas City has a first drive for the ages. It's like there's a fourth down pass to Kelsey against Hamilton. He's not even open. The ball is perfect. They score. Ravens get it back. Then you have Flowers fumbling at the one.
Right.
And you just have, you know, it's very, very similar to our lives.
Yeah, it's like sort of a calamitous set of things that you can, like, that really happened? We were that close? And we couldn't, like, they've got their fair share of that.
The Bills have 13 seconds. The Bills have the Kincaid drop, if that's – I've never liked calling it a drop, but his hands around the ball.
Yeah.
They have that. They have the Bass miss at home.
And Cooks last year.
The Ravens have the Andrews drop here.
That would have tied the game, yeah, right.
Right, I mean, they dominate that game, but a couple of turnovers and they lose.
Right, that would have won the game for them, actually.
No,
right?
Tied.
It would have tied it? Okay, it was a two-point.
I think 28-26, I think. No?
I'm trying to remember. I you know what? I'm mixing up that game with the one-point win on opening day last year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm not positive. I think I'm right.
And I think
I'm
you're right. I think it would have tied it, and I was mixing up the scores.
27-25.
Okay, yeah.
Would have tied it.
And last year was 41-40?
41-40.
Okay.
Scorigami.
Okay, right. That's why it stands out. I knew that. Don't stop pointing at me.
I haven't talked to any of those guys from the 90s Bills in a long time. Even Steve. Like, I just don't cross paths with him. I tried for Thurman in Chicago that weekend, didn't get him. He was there, Jim, Andre, Bruce, Marv Levy. It's been a long time since I've connected with any of those players. Daryl Talley, we've all had them on the show and the station many times. But you just got to hope as we all get older, and I think this is probably the case, that everybody's at peace, you know? Like, all right, well, we didn't win, but our lives are good. We're getting called to these autograph shows. Even maybe internally, we have sort of a peace and self-satisfaction. Because, you know, the talk show brand of all that is like that will just define them.
Yeah.
Just to lose those games would define them.
I think that is a... It's an obviously easy thing, I think, for people from a distance to say about a group of players or even specific, you know, like the quarterback especially, right? And I think you have to – I think you really have to work probably at it. I feel like I've gotten this impression from talking to those guys. I also haven't spoken to any of them in quite a long time. I mean, I've seen Thurman within the last year, but you know, we didn't talk about this. I think, you know, you probably have to work to get to a point where you don't, at some point while you're having your coffee in the morning, think about it, even for just a fleeting moment. Right, just have it sort of pass through you, like, oh, you know, like I think you have to work, and I think you can honestly do that and come out the other side and be like, honestly say, yeah, no, I don't think about it all the time. I hardly ever think about it anymore at all. It was a long time ago. My life is good. I'm happy. You know, grandchildren, whatever these people have at this point in their lives, that's you know, making them happy and fulfilling them. Like, it's believable to me that you would not, all these years later, be sitting around thinking about it. I still, every now and then, think about the cook. I just mentioned the Cooks play from the Denver game. Like, just catch the ball. Come on.
Well, let me ask you this. Will that game, you've said many times for 5 years now, about 13 seconds, that game will haunt us until they win. And that is to say that nothing, no other losses in between will really change that.
Yeah.
Is that not correct? Like, I still think it's that.
It is still that. Yeah, the Cooks thing, for one thing, there isn't, not that everyone, no, I think maybe the 13 seconds thing is the most universally agreed upon, you know, loss, blame for the loss, like what happened. There's not a lot of arguing. Right, we couldn't even, the Cooks play. We half the fan base or more, you know, thinks it was a catch. So you can't even get agreement on what happened, let alone like you know, put it on the Mount Rushmore of dejection or whatever you want to call it. Sorry, this is the word that came out.
Mount dejection.
Mount dejection. 13
Mount
seconds.
Sadness.
Still, yeah, no, it outranks.
Cooks just, doesn't make to Mount Sadness.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It's like it's frustrating. It's only the division round. It just doesn't. I mean, 13 seconds was the divisional round too.
Still,
it just
that was the one.
The heater that they were on. I mean, the perfect game the week before in New England to go into Kansas City and keep answering like that after Tyreek Hill scores after the 2 minute warning. You're right back again. Bam! Like they looked, you know. And we know that what you looked like the previous week, there's no momentum, right? 51-3 turned into 20-19, a loss. So they didn't carry over into the Super Bowl. So, you know, who knows what would have happened the next week when they hosted Cincinnati.
But
still, like, they looked like maybe the best their passing offense anyway ever has looked.
13 seconds is where it turned from this is just absolutely the roller coaster is going up. Yeah, you lost the year before, but look at this guy. I mean, you're going to go beat him in that stadium. That's where it's like that kickoff is the peak of the entire Bills thing. Maybe ever, but certainly in this era, it's the absolute peak. And then ever since, by the time you're in the next season, and that's Hamlin, and then the Bengals, and Diggs is screaming at Allen on the sideline, like now it's coming apart a little bit. And they've done well the 3 years since to keep – To stay at the level they've been at, right? But, you know, roller coasters are not all up and down. There's stretches where you're sort of like staying level. But that game is the one where then you change from, okay, well, this is a phenomenon in the making, to, uh-oh, is there something wrong? And then Mahomes is like he kind of owns them. And the next, you know, they go three more times and they beat the Bills two more times. And that's always – like, you can't have a conversation about the Allen Bills without mentioning the Chiefs.
No, that's right.
It's just like it's four playoff losses in six years.
Yeah, why haven't they won one? Why haven't they been to a Super Bowl? The Chiefs. Mostly. I still think that the Hamlin year marred that Bengals loss in a way that I don't think that team was going anywhere. I just think eventually they were going to run out of gas. They ran out of gas against the Bengals. I think it could have happened easily the next week if they had beaten the Bengals. I just think they would have gone
to Kansas City.
They would have been on E at some point, and it happened. So like that year, that's almost over there. Like I don't think I have a Bengals problem. I might. Maybe we'll find out this year if I have a Bengals problem. No, but I don't think I do.
I so don't want to have a Bengals problem.
I think there's extenuating circumstances that I can sort of separate that game. But the rest of it is it's the Chiefs. It's all the Chiefs. I mean, you know, no offense to the Broncos who did it last year.
Ugh, the Broncos. Now there's that.
Stupid Broncos.
But, you know, like we're right here and then 13 seconds happens. That's an all-timer. The next year they lose at home. That wasn't supposed to ever happen. The next year they lose at home. Then it's Kansas City at home as well. Nope. Then at Arrowhead right there. Great shape. Fourth quarter ahead. Nope. And really since 21, they're a team that's more famous for their losses. You can only be the drought Bills were never famous for losses because no one cared.
No, right.
But you can only be the plus side of it. You can only be this if you're really good. Manning's Colts, you know, Steve Young's 49ers, couldn't beat Dallas. Then they do, though. And Manning's Colts also do. You got to beat Kansas City in the playoffs for it to really matter. I mean, you could beat someone else.
I mean, last
year you had that chance.
That might be the piece of the Bronco game that hangs the most bitterly is that you were going to New England. You weren't going to Kansas City if you won that game.
That would have been a great game.
You were going to New England.
That would have been a great game to talk about.
Yeah.
Who's up to this?
But there's
Allen.
No Lamar, no Mahomes, no Burrow, the deck is completely cleared. And you just that's what the Cooks catch rolls right into that, or like that rolls right into the Cooks. Whatever, it's all connected, and that's where the frustration I think still lies for me.
Tough one. By one, I mean this segment.
Yeah,
tough segment.
Yeah,
that's my fault. You said Scott Norwood, and I just went
tone setter.
Paul Hamilton next. What happened at practice today? Injury news and more. Marcel Louis-Jacques today, ESPN, Miami. Are we all being too casual? Maybe. I'm not being too serious, so I might be being too casual about the Dolphins.
I'm definitely casual about the Dolphins.
Yeah, you are. And I am too. Never the Jets, but this time the Dolphins.
I'm getting there on the Jets.
You're getting to a point where you're taking it for granted?
I'm getting to, why did I ever think that there was going to be anything other than a year where Aaron Glenn gets fired?
Two tweets where Geno Smith is throwing a pick in training camp, and you're like, yeah, what was I doing?
That's enough of that.
I was crazy. Yep. Check, please. All right, so Paul next. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll get there. This is WGR.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.